It's not unusual for high school students to spend time in the community or work on a special project, but one Maine school district has taken that a step further. On almost every school day during the year, freshmen at Telstar High School in Bethel are bused to a local 4-H camp where they work on anything from English to building solar panels and hiking trails. The school views the Telstar Freshman Academy program as a new way of tackling the state's new proficiency-based graduation standards. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, parents and students are still coming around on the idea.
Well, the first thing I see is cars and people.
Telstar freshman Emily Hanscom and Georgia Pialik have been given the task of identifying the different levels of the Earth's atmosphere and how they all interact with humans and nature.
So pollute. What else?
Litter.
Litter.
But instead of reading through a textbook, the two girls are exploring the grounds of the 4-H Camp and Learning Center at Bryant Pond in Bethel. They study the overgrown trees and murky water in a nearby lake, taking the lessons they just learned and putting them to the test in the outdoors.
We felt that by putting students in that kind of an environment, then they would have the ability to have access to some of the, you know, the lake and some of the other things that we just don't have access to back at the school.
Dave Murphy is the district superintendent for SAD 44, which includes Telstar. He says ninth graders across the state already attend these kinds of outdoor academies, but only for about a week at a time. Murphy came up with the idea to create one for the entire school year when he began thinking about how Telstar might meet Maine's new statutes requiring students to show proficiency in certain subject areas. Murphy says he saw 4-H as the solution. 4-H director Ryder Scott was happy to oblige and helped create a program combining science, English, and humanities through large community projects.
So the standards are still being met, but they're being met through this project that's engaging the students, connecting them to their community, giving them hands-on and real-world skills that parents and students are starting to realize will really benefit them for their future.
Right now, as part of a unit called Pay It Forward, student teams are designing projects as varied as walking trails, snack programs, and this one, a solar array for a pig farm on the 4-H campus, which freshman student Tashauna York says has a very practical application.
During the wintertime, when it's cold, the people that work here don't have to come in here during the wintertime, like Christmas morning, and come and like unthaw like the ice for the pigs and the chickens and stuff.
It's in the midst of these projects, advocates say, that students become independent and really own their education, working in a close-knit community. But some freshmen say there's still a lot to fix.
I like the program. I like the idea of it. But I just think that they haven't gotten a handle on it yet.
Student Josie Forbes remembers arriving at the academy in the middle of winter. Ice had frozen over the camp's gravel pathways, leaving students cold and falling on the hard ground. And she questions some of the educational benefits of activities such as having students put on waders and test water in a nearby river. Forbes says she and her friends really had no idea why they were doing this testing and felt like they were just helping provide some labor for a local company.
And we've been kind of referred to as guinea pigs before by staff members, so that was a little discouraging. But it's definitely different, and I think that they could really improve on it and make it a really good program. But they don't take suggestions from us very well.
The Freshman Academy has been controversial in Bethel ever since it was proposed back in 2014. Many parents believe that their kids shouldn't be forced into this brand new learning environment for an entire year. They worry that this experiential approach isn't structured enough and could be hurting the kids who thrived in the traditional ninth grade setting. The administration's response? Change is hard, but necessary for students to meet proficiency standards. And 4-H Director Ryder Scott says the experience is good for kids.
If you think back to experiences that you've had that were difficult, in the moment, you didn't like it. You didn't like being wet or cold or having to get up early or whatever it was. But those are experiences that help us to grow. And those are, again, a piece of the design, challenging students to step out of their comfort zone.
Superintendent Dave Murphy says he's already seen the ways that the new approach is paying off, citing several recent student presentations demonstrating knowledge and confidence he attributes to this new approach. And based on how the program has worked so far, he says he plans to expand this experiential learning to Telstar's higher grades in the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.